Parshas Hamoadim, in Parshas Emor, so the Torah delineates all the Yom Tovim, beginning with Shabbos, Rishon the great tradition, it goes through all the Yom Tov, Kesed of the calendar, and then it concludes with Sukkot and Shemini Atzeres, and then it comes to an end, finished, and by that way, Moshe's brother Shemini Atzeres, and it's finished, like it should end, but the last of the Yom Tov will be here. And then immediately following, the Torah gives us two Parshas, there's the Parsha of Halachas HaMenorah, and there's the Parsha of the Mitzvah of Lechem HaPanim. So it's already been pointed out that a little bit there of Drush, but almost like the Rameh is Ladovar, that there are actually two more Yom Tovim that are going to be given to Klal Yisrael down the line. They're not Yom Tovim Yeraisa. And these two Yom Tovim are really signified by one being the Menorah, obviously is the Yom Tov Chanukah, and the Shulchan is the Yom Tov of Purim, because Purim is the Yom Tov that's most associated with the Shulchan, all the mitzvahs Ayom. Except for Chris and Gil, all the mitzvah yom revolve around the Shulchan, around the Suda's Purim, Mishloach Manos, the Ram writes the Chelik of the Suda, the Thomas of Yom is to make sure everyone has the Suda, so the mitzvah of Shulchan, the mitzvah of Suda, is of course the mitzvah of Purim. So in the Parshas HaMoadim, the Torah's Meram is to this idea that historically, years down the line, down the pipe, there's going to be two other mitzvahs that are going to be added on. So these two Kalim in the Mishkan, the Kli of the Menorah and the Kli of the Shulchan, are very much connected with these two Yom Tovim Derabbanan. And the Luni Pashas Truma introduced for the first time to the Menorah and the Shulchan. But I just take a moment to understand what is it about the Menorah, what is it about the Shulchan, that each one is connected to one of these two Yom Tovim Derabbanan. So it's Yisod, we've said this over many, many times. This Yisod, it's what we always highlight, always critical to highlight, that there are fundamentally two attacks against the life of Torah Mitzvahs. The two attacks sometimes come from external forces. Sometimes the goyim are the ones who are precipitating these attacks. Sometimes they're internal forces. Sometimes they're within Klal Yisrael. And sometimes they're within ourselves, within our own Yetzer. There are two things that tend to bring us down and distance us from the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes the attack is presented in terms of very, very Olam Hazeh oriented. Taivas Olam Hazeh, in so many different ways and shapes of form, Radifa Acha Tanugim, and Acha Pritzos, and all the whole world of just having fun. So that whole Mahalach is sometimes an attack against Klal Yisrael. And sometimes the attack is very, very different. It has nothing to do with Olam Hazeh. It's a very spiritual, quote unquote. It's a very intellectual, very philosophical kind of an attack. It has to do with things of the spirit, not things of the body. Two different ways that the Umas Olam try to bring us down, and sometimes we try to bring ourselves down as well. But these two different Yom Tovim, each one celebrates the victory of Klal Yisrael at the time over these different forces. When it comes to Purim, so the culture that Klal Yisrael lived in the days of Purim, you don't get the impression that there was any great philosophy taking place at the Suda of Achashverosh. You don't get the impression that anybody was spouting any great, intellectualism. People were drunk, they were eating, they were drinking, they were partying, they were pritzos. It was pretty much the world of Western civilization. Pretty much that was it. That was pretty much it. It's partying, and more eating, and more drinking, and more gashmis. That was it. To such an extent that Chazal, ultimately, when they point the finger as to what brought Klal Yisrael almost to the brink of annihilation, the Shenenu Mesudas Osa Rosha. It was Nisra Hana. It was, like we told you, Nisra Hana. It was pleasure. It was going to the parties. If you think about the parties for a minute, Lo Yimon Kisupar, what would you do at a party for 180 days? It's 6 months. What would you do at such a party? How many times can you get drunk? Don't answer that question. How many times can you eat? I mean, you reach a point where, maybe it's cute at one time to be sitting on a golden chair and sitting on a golden bed, but after you do it for about 3-4 weeks, like, you got to run out of, like, excitement, so you got to, like, up the ante a little bit. That's the problem. That's the problem in the world today that we live in, that people are so shakua and olam hazeh that what was enough to satisfy the Yetzirah last month is not enough anymore, so you got to up the ante a little bit. So the priestess has to get more, and has to get more, and the osher has to get more, and you have to have more betulerism, and more betulerism, and more malls, and more malls, and more things in the malls, and more things to buy, and more things to do, and more things that... Everything's got to be more than it was last time, otherwise people get bored. So that's one kind of Yetzer Hara. That was Purim. Chanukah was a different story. Chanukah, the Greeks were pretty intellectual guys. They were philosophy. They called Greek philosophies, not for nothing. And Chochmas Yavon was a whole different Yetzirah, a very, very different kind of Yetzirah. It's like the same kind of thing that Klal Yisrael, in the end of the 1800s, so it was like a movement in Europe. Europe was like there was a lot of, you know, a lot of thought going on in Europe. There were a lot of isms that were being created. There was a lot of thinking going on. People were like searching for new approaches, you know, to how to view the world and science and technology. There was a real intellectual spirit in the air. In America today, there's not that much intellectual spirit in the air. Most people couldn't care less about intellectual. How are you? Just go take a look. How many guys are majoring in philosophy today? I mean, really, been in. How many guys are in science? 7 guys in philosophy. I mean, come on, you guys want to make money. That's the bottom line. Because I'm not saying it's a bad thing. But that's the world that we live in, is that nobody really cares about intellect anymore. People want to just have a good time, have fun, go on vacations, have fancy houses. That's pretty much what carries the day today. So there are two different challenges that Klal Yisrael has. And each one of these challenges is reflected in the different kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. But the kli of the Shulchan says to us, it says, you want the Shulchan of Achashverosh. You want to go enjoy the party of Achashverosh. You have the Shulchan of the Ribono Shel Olam. You have such beauty of Olam Hazeh. Such a gorgeous, wonderful, enjoyable Olam Hazeh. You can eat lechem, the Shulchan Gavoah Kazachu. You can have a Siddur Shabbos. You can have a Siddur Yom Tov. You can have a nice, beautiful, wonderful existence. You can have a wonderful, wonderful world of Olam Hazeh. It's Kishmach, Olam Hazeh. Rav Aaron Kotler used to say, he feels bad for the people who aren't from because it's such a rachmanus on the Olam Hazeh. Not Olam Hazeh. Rachmanus on Olam Hazeh. They don't have Olam Hazeh. So what do they have? They have no life. There's nothing to enjoy. The whole picture, the richness, the value of this world is a life of Torah mitzvahs. That's what the Shulchan is. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. You sit around with your family around a Shabbos table, a Yom Tov table. There's nothing like that. Nothing. All the parties and nonsense and drunkenness, there's nothing could ever compete with sitting with your family around a Shabbos and Yom Tov table. That's the Maya of the Shulchan. Then the B'nai stands at the other end and says, you're looking for like some grandiose philosophy, for some wisdom. You're looking for some culture. You're looking for some great Greek understanding of the world. He says, Yishayta should be Yishayta. You have a Rambam and a Raiv in front of you. You have a Reb Chaim in front of you. You have a Michas Chinuch. You have a Ktzais and a Sivis. You have a Chitlis Kambetz. You got Berrius. You got Tom Eakers. You got the Beroivs. You need anything more than that. I said, this is the greatest Chochmas HaTorah. This will give you the greatest intellectual stimulus. Besides the fact that Torah Hashem Tanimah, it's Mamboya, it'll give you intellectually the greatest of the greatest. It's a Bal Tashchis to throw this out, to go to the world of other kinds of isms and worlds of other kinds of pursuits at the expense of Torah HaKadosha. What a waste! That's the Menorah. So at the time of Purim, Klal Yisrael almost fell into a certain Yetzirah. Time of Chanukah, they almost fell into the other Yetzirah. And both Kalim and Pashas Truma come to us and remind us where we belong, that you're not sacrificing anything for a life of Torah. You're gaining. It's a win-win situation. You get the best of Olam Hazeh and the best of Olam Haba. All you have to do is just look to the Shulchan, look to the Torah. Okay.